Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
The gambling plays for the football weekend in 15 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. That's right, week 12 in the NFL, week 13 in college football, good matchups on Friday. The NFL on Thursday, not really great football matchups. But once we get to Sunday, there are some really good games in the NFL this week.
There's money-making opportunities everywhere, Chris.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's not like the anticipation for these matchups. Like, sitting down and getting ready for the football team and the Cowboys really doesn't do anything when, what, they're combined 4 wins?
That's fine.
12 weeks into the season.
You got 2 3-point spreads here. There's no blowouts expected.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, who knows? I mean, I'll be excited to see Deshaun Watson go against the Lions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not the same. When you get 4 teams that are not partaking in the playoffs, it doesn't have the same juice.
Whatever, I'm drinking, watching football. I don't care.
But we'll talk to the Fat Jack in 15 minutes, preview the football weekend. So you really, you have a theory on the Mason jars?
I don't have a theory. I know it's fact.
So there's a story online about Mason jars. That's mm-hmm. right. Like the jar that you put jelly in.
Yeah.
Right? So the story is this.
Girls
apparently,
love to make drinks in them.
Apparently, people are hoarding mason jars.
Yeah.
And
for pickling.
The company, The Jar Store, in the year 2020, they've seen their revenue climb 46 times over what they made in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are hoarding these mason jars. You know, like, and then there's the jar, right? It says Ball on it, the company.
Yeah.
Right? They make the mason jar. And,
mm-hmm.
and people are hoarding mason jars. Why? Why are they hoarding mason jars? Why is this a thing?
Pickling.
So you're just having some good old-fashioned pickling?
We're pickling things. Maybe you want pickle. You want pickle a beet? You want to pickle a cucumber and make it a pickle? That's how you make pickles, Chris.
So the story...
Did you, hold on. Do you know how to make pickles?
Yeah.
Do you know that they're first cucumbers?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, am I sure?
And I feel like people are having people over as opposed to going to bars, and people like fancy drinks out of mason jars.
I mean, you can put a fancy drink in any type of glass. You don't have to hoard mason jars.
I'm just telling you.
So the article talks about it. Basically, you can blame, and it's the convenient way to blame anything in culture today, is who do you blame?
Millennials.
I
feel like
millennials are the ones to blame for this. Apparently,
okay.
Millennials over the course of the pandemic have been hoarding mason jars in their hipster ways.
Okay.
So not only they can pickle, but then they can cocktail out of it. And now there is a mason jar shortage. This is a real article.
I understand.
This.
Hold on. First of
the
all.
The entire thing.
First of all.
Mason jars.
First of all. Millennials only helped a business thrive. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. They ruined what?
Well,
they
now,
sold
now,
out of things.
Now people can't get mason jars.
Well,
tough and people
blank.
Are upset about it.
You should have gotten them earlier.
Well, I mean, I just thought...
I had a fine friend get me an entire set of mason jars from a wedding.
In the commercial break, I know it's me. In the commercial break, but you didn't get married over the pandemic.
I didn't.
So I was on the mason jar gift for your wedding way before any hipster was.
That's the thing. During the break, you go, why are mason jars a thing? You bought them for us. They were on our registry. My wife wanted them. How did you not know this?
No.
This is 7 years ago.
What I'm asking is, why are people hoarding them?
Oh, pickling.
Why are hipsters hoarding the mason jars?
Pickling and jamming. You're making a jam. You got to put it in a jar.
So there's a whole story online about this.
Are you going to make a little drink?
I mentioned it to you. This wasn't planned to talk about on the show. I just mentioned it to you, and you're like, yeah, pickling. You acted like you're a mason jar expert. You knew exactly what these people were up to. Well, are you pickling at home? Is that something you're hiding from the show?
No, I don't have the time or the want to eat okay. pickled things.
Do you know how to pickle something?
You put dill in it. I don't know. I like pickles.
For the guy who just asked me if I knew that cucumbers were what you pickle to make a pickle.
Yeah, vinegar
you
and don't... dill.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Yeah, what?
Probably want to put some peppercorns in there as well.
Put a lot of stuff in there if you want to, depending on how you want your pickles to turn out.
Yeah.
You can make them sweet. You can make them salty.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad you know that.
Ask me if I know how to pickle things. I swear to God.
So Bears-Packers on Sunday. Your thoughts, sir?
I'm just mad at you. You come in here, you come into my house, and you question my knowledge of pickles?
No, I'm not in your house at all. Speaking of, in my house, right? So, like, you and I didn't work Waddle and Sylvie today. We had the day off, right? We wanted to come in and do the show for the peeps.
Picked up some pies.
We're here for the peeps tonight. So I'm at home, and my wife's watching a movie, a J-Lo movie. I have no idea what this movie is. I watched, like, 30 minutes of this movie. I have no idea what it is. No, it's J-Lo and the girl from High School Musical.
Vanessa Hudgenson?
Yes, she's in
Hudgens?
It. And she is working mm-hmm. with her. Mm-hmm. They're working together, mm-hmm. but one has found out that she's her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She gave her up at birth, though.
I highly doubt that Jennifer Lopez was Vanessa Hudgenson's daughter.
Yes. No. Other way.
Yeah. You said one found out the other.
Yeah, but they're coworkers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to come up with a new skincare line.
Okay.
I have no idea what this movie is. Do you know what this movie is? I watched 30 minutes of this movie. I have no idea what it is.
Let me look up Jennifer Lopez's.
It's J-Lo. What's her name? Vanessa
Hudgens.
She's in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're working for a skincare company.
Mm-hmm. Man, if you didn't like our Bachelor conversation yesterday, I don't
J-Lo,
know.
J-Lo is the mom.
Mm-hmm.
But she gave up the girl at birth, so they didn't know each other, mm-hmm. right? So then now they know that it's mother-daughter.
Mm-hmm.
There's some lies in the movie. I don't want to spoil anything.
You're not.
But apparently there's a phony resume at play.
Oh, phony resume?
Yeah, apparently there's a phony resume
I'm trying to look up what the movie was called.
And J-Lo's got a phony resume. How about that? She's up there. She sells the product.
Is it called Lilla and Eve?
I have no idea. You could tell me the name.
It's not Lilla and Eve.
But she has
her IMDb.
She has a phony resume,
mm-hmm.
and she's up there on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And on the stage, she has to present her new skin line care.
Mm-hmm.
And she's up there, and instead of selling the product, guess what she does? Right? Because she's a woman of integrity, and she doesn't lie. She comes clean.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. I watched 30 minutes of this movie.
The movie's called Second Act.
That's the name of the movie that I watched?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not Sister Act.
Would never have guessed that.
You know how... Guess. Hold on. Is this it? Reinvents her life and life story and shows Madison Avenue what street smarts can do?
Yeah, because she's from, Brooklyn or the Bronx or something.
Like,
and she's in
the Bronx?
She comes over the bridge, right? And she's a businesswoman now.
Does it
now.
Have Leia Ramini in it?
Yeah. And
Does it have
Emilio
Ventimiglia?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. You saw him. If you saw him, you'd recognize him. He's in This Is Us.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. he's the boyfriend, but she lies to him because she has a daughter, but she didn't know she had a daughter mm-hmm. at the time. So then now she's not sure if she's going to be with
him. Guess what year of our Lord this came out in?
I think it came out recently. It had to have, because they, like, I would guess, like, 2017.
2018. The end of 2018.
Yeah, it's a recent movie. It's called Second Act.
Second Act.
Wow.
A big box store worker reinvents her life story.
She works at like a Walgreens
Madison
or something.
Madison Avenue what street smarts can do.
Right. And she walks off the stage because she lied to get there because she lied on her resume. She didn't really work where she worked to get in the door. But when she got in the door, here's the key. The story, when she got in the door, she did the right thing. She had their better product.
Like I said, if you didn't like our Bachelorette conversation yesterday, just let it be known. Apologies to Ivan. That guy's going far. That guy's going far. He's going to at least get a home. The guy who I said, the guy feeding her the ice cream.
You're going to do the guy feeding her the ice cream.
Well, I feel like I owe him an apology.
No, accountability Wednesday here, Chris. I only brought that up to get to a point.
What's your point?
Anything can still get made in Hollywood? Well, and I sat and watched a movie for 30 minutes. I had no idea what it was.
So let me get this straight. I'm moving the microphone so I can look at you. You're upset.
I was charging my phone in the other room, so I didn't look at IMDb to figure it
out. You're upset that you spent $3 in a parking garage, but not that you wasted 30 minutes of your life watching this movie.
No.
Okay.
The Fat Jack is coming up. He's going to get us ready for the gambling football weekend. Last week, he was hot on the Rams. He had the Rams over the Bucks. He also had the over in that game. He won both.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that?
Cash
so the Fat
and checks.
Jack, cash and checks. He will get us ready for week 12 in the NFL. He's joining us next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Tuesdays, we give our five up, five down, the five best teams in the NFL, the five worst, and we both have the Los Angeles Rams as the third best team in the NFL, and what they did the other night to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, very impressive, and the Fat Jack was all over that heading into the football weekend, and I look at this Rams team, I think they're very good.
Absolutely. They're the highest riser in DVOA if you look at them from week to week. And you're right, the Fat Jack had that cash and checks for everybody. So it pays to listen.
If you need help betting the games against the spread, the NFL, college football, NBA, MLB, and UFC, every result tracked and verified, daily, weekly, monthly, and season packages are all available. Go to FatJackSports.com or call 800-298-1383. You can also follow him on Twitter at the Fat Jack. Jack usually joins us on Thursday nights at 7:15, but with Thanksgiving tomorrow and football games tomorrow and the football weekend to get ready for, Jack joins us now. Fat Jack, you were awesome on the Rams over the Bucks the other night.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'd say I would be remiss though if we just started right there because I had a bad weekend, and you'll never hear anybody in this business. I mean, I'm a sports gambler. I bet on the games myself, and then I basically give those selections to my clients, their text or their cell phone or email, and then I post those. So it is important to note that Sunday was our worst day of the entire year. So we don't win every single day. It's easy to come on and talk about the winning days. But we had not had a losing week before that for well over a month. We're deep into profit into November, but did have a losing Sunday, which caused a losing week. But you're right, had the Rams and the over on Monday night. So a very good start to this week. College basketball started today, and I'm actually running a special this week. It's only $99 for everything through Monday. So if you had signed up on Monday for that, you started out 2-0 with the Rams, the over. But it's still really good value at FatJackSports.com because you get the same picks I'm playing, text to your cell phone or email to you. If you look back through the results, you'll see we had a bad Sunday, but that is one of very few bad days, and bad weeks just rarely happen. We win about 6 out of every 7 weeks on average, and had a real run, real good run before last Sunday. So excited about the Thanksgiving week. Already sent out a bunch of picks for the weekend, and we have a basketball going tonight. So a good time to get signed up for sure.
That's all right, Jack. When I'm done playing the first 9 holes, I always just turn the card over and say, new 9. It's a new 9. We start over. Clean slate.
Draw a line,
so,
right?
Exactly.
Draw a line on the scorecard and move on. Although I've got some stuff from my son's friends. It's snowing up there right now, so you're going to need to be playing the doors for a little bit.
Yeah, it is. So 11:30 tomorrow morning. It's not a great matchup on paper, but there are always money-making opportunities. How do you see the Texans and the Lions?
Yeah, this is not one of the releases tomorrow, but I do. The Texans are going the right way for sure. And, you know, I had the Lions last week. And so one thing that's important to make money is try not to go to the same well twice, especially if you have lost that. You know, take emotion out of it. Take your ego out of it. So I'm not going to bet the game at all. If you make me play the game, though, I mean, I think Houston is the better team. They are having to go on the road. Now, I'm not super confident with where they are, but I would probably play them. Detroit's only 3-7 against the spread, their last 10 home games. And I'll tell you, Thanksgiving Day games are really interesting. If you have big favorites, which we don't have a lot, they cover a lot, 31-13 when you get up to 8 or 9 point favorite on Thanksgiving against the spread. But other than that, you'd better know what you're doing. I mean, overall since 09, 19-14 favorites are against the spread. Home teams 10-10 against the spread. Home underdogs 3-10 against the spread. So if you're looking for anything, look for road favorites, which is exactly what we're getting here. Houston minus the points. That's been the best long-term Thanksgiving Day trend if you're looking for those type of things. As home underdogs 3-10 against the number, road favorites 10-3 against the number. So I like Houston in the game. Probably no opinion on the total right now.
When we look at the game in the afternoon, the Washington football team at the Dallas Cowboys, how should we lean in that contest?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the interesting ones. We had Dallas last week, really liked them. They ended up winning straight up. We didn't even need the points. I mean, this time of year, you have to be okay playing some uncomfortable teams. Both of these teams are uncomfortable. And who walks up and says, yeah, sign me up for either of these teams for the next 3 hours? It's a hard deal. Most of these series between these two teams have gone over. I don't think that's happening Sunday. I think this game stays under the total. Both these teams try not to make mistakes. They're in a game that both of them know they can win if they don't lose the turnover battle. And they compare it to an SEC game or a Big Ten game between Iowa and Northwestern, something like that, where you'd have two teams just trying not to make the first mistake, trying not to do anything stupid. And because of that, there's longer drives or field position battles. All that leads toward the under. So I'd definitely go under the Washington-Dallas game on tomorrow afternoon. But no real opinion on this side. You made me play a slight lean toward Dallas. I do like what they're doing now that Dalton's back, but not enough to play it. Washington has been better, almost at the same trajectory that Dallas has, at least on offense. So I'd stay away from the side. I'd play the under.
We were supposed to get a great game tomorrow night, but now that game has been moved to noon on Sunday. The Ravens and the Steelers, this will be the second time that they meet this year. Can the Ravens, you know, find a way to win, to beat the Steelers and end this winning streak? And
yeah, we know that the Steelers aren't going to go undefeated. I mean, teams just don't go undefeated. And frankly, most football teams are in the NFL don't want to go undefeated, because we saw that with New England a few years ago or a while back, where, you know, you can get in the playoffs and then lose your first one. So losing at some point is probably coming for the Steelers. But I'll tell you, I've been really good against Baltimore this year. I had them under 11.5 wins on the season. That is going to be a winner. My two big bets were them under the total and Tampa under the total. Tampa, I'm going to need – I need really the Antonio Brown and Giselle relationship to really boil over, because I've told you that's what's going on.
Yeah.
He moves in, he's tracking into the house, he's drinking all their milk, and Giselle and Tom are fighting, and that's what you got on Monday night again. And by the way, you think Derek Jeter's lighting the sublet going on there? I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot about that relationship that is toxic for on the field. So I'm hoping that we get another few losses out of Tampa, but I'm not as confident about that futures bet. But I do think Baltimore's kind of turned into what I thought they were going to be. Another year of film for these defensive coordinators have really at least neutralized Lamar Jackson. He's still a really good player. But when you give these guys film, they end up really doing a good job of neutralizing. I like under the total in that game also. Just a lean toward Pittsburgh, although you do get kind of a desperate Baltimore team and some value because of what happened last week. So you make me play it. Just a lean toward the under, and then really not much of an opinion on the side.
He's the Fat Jack. You got to sign up at his website, fatjacksports.com. You can also call 800-298-1383. Jack, another matchup I'm excited for this weekend, the Titans at 7-3 on the road at the Colts, who are also 7-3. What should we do with this game?
Yeah, both big wins here, right? I mean, both these teams coming off a great outing last out. And you get Andy that is still not really being appreciated around the country. I mean, Rivers has really been a stabilizing force for them. You know, they're going to struggle against really good defense. You're getting a step up in defense. We talked last week how good Aaron Rodgers was after not covering. He typically comes back and covers the next outing. And honestly, he did everything to get it done last week. The rest of his team didn't. They turned the ball over almost every time they didn't need to turn it over. So I think Indy's a little bit overvalued in a spot like this. Tennessee, 8-2 straight up their last 10 on the road. This team travels super well. And four of the last five Tennessee road games have gone over. So they're basically taking their offense on the road and scoring some points. I think that happens here. You're getting less value. If Green Bay wins last week, which they should have, This number is about a field goal. So you're getting about a point, point and a half of value with Tennessee in this spot. I think they will run the ball effectively. So lean toward Tennessee plus the points at Indy. As far as the total goes, probably under. And on that same note, I would look for Green Bay. I know the Bears fans are looking for a rebound, but Green Bay is going to succeed when they play bad offenses. Their defense is not great. They're just good. And unless Chicago gets it going offensively, this is not a great spot for them. We've now had Aaron Rodgers underperform 1 week and then his team give the ball away a ton of times, four or five times the next week. All these teams in the NFL, they regress back to the mean. So if they go out and they play really good a week or two in a row, they typically will back up off that. And if they play really bad, they're going to improve off that. Don't look for Green Bay to turn it over five times again. So I think that the Bears fans, if you're wanting to bet your favorite team, especially plus the points, just be a little bit leery. That's my kind of public service announcement. I know Bears fans are passionate. They want this team to get back on track, but this is not a good recipe for them because you got to score points to keep up with Aaron Rodgers, even if you play great defense.
There's always one game on the schedule that I look at and I'm like, that's a lock. And I ask you about it and you go, that's not a lock. That's not, don't make that bet. And this week it's the Cardinals heading out to the New England Patriots. They're a 2.5 point favorite. I just think the Cardinals are a better team. I know they're traveling. I know it's quote breakfast football for them, but I don't know if that stat actually matters anymore. Over the recent years, it's kind of even at this point. So how do you see the Cardinals and the Patriots?
Yeah, this year's such a – the general public's getting hammered. What you want to do is you want to own a sports book in Illinois right now. Because I'll tell you, they are absolutely making a mint because it is so difficult with different travel. They're not doing the same travel they did before. A lot of them are traveling same day or they're going one day. They're just not doing it the same way. And with no fans and everything going on with COVID, it's a tough year for the general public. And trying to track down this Arizona team has been difficult because they cover when you don't think they're going to and they do when you don't. New England, same deal. I mean, going back to Buffalo, you know, they fumbled the ball going in the end zone, should have won that game, but ended up covering. I had New England against Baltimore, and so, you know, that game's really uncomfortable. We talk about uncomfortable spots. We had New England here. I wouldn't play it because of what you just talked about. You're not getting a lot of value with Kyler Murray right now, and they're living right on the edge. New England is a decent team, and I think there's a reason why this number is inside a field goal. Here's the deal. I think they're going to have to earn it. You might win with this game, but I think you're definitely going to have to earn it. There's better spots on the card. Look for the Chiefs to go to Tampa Bay. We talked about the relationship with Giselle. That's going to rear its ugly head again, I'm afraid, on Sunday. You're not getting a lot of value playing Kansas City because they always are so dangerous offensively. But Tampa Bay, I think, is lost. They have an identity issue right now. Coach and quarterback are having problems internally, and they're definitely having issues sticking to the run. And it's really hard to stick to the run when Patrick Mahomes and company are scoring every other drive. So, look for that to be similar to what we've seen out of Tampa when they get behind. I like Kansas City in that game.
Jack, if we move to Friday, there are two top 25 matchups in college football, Iowa State and Texas, and then Notre Dame and North Carolina. Is there a way we should play one of these two games? Is there something you're keeping your eye on?
Yeah, Notre Dame's on upset alert for sure. But I'm not saying I like North Carolina, but Vegas does. I mean, I tell you, North Carolina is good, but they're not on the same level as Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is only a 5.5 point favorite here. North Carolina 5-0 straight up, their last five at home. They are a good team, and Vegas thinks they're catching Notre Dame at the right time. I would steer clear of that one. The other game, which I think is harder for the general public because they don't know enough about these teams, Iowa State is really long with their inside receivers. Got a kid named Charlie Kohler that I actually coached in Little League Baseball. I coached him and Trey Young. For the Atlanta Hawks, both in Little League Baseball and in football. And you see neither of them are overachieving, except Charlie is actually going to make All-American, it looks like. And Trey's doing it in a different sport.
But yeah, he's doing all right for himself.
Not a football. I mean, he jumped out of football the minute the Fat Jack started coaching. So his dad coached my son in basketball, too. So it was my son's actually a horrible basketball player and ended up playing football. So right. I guess it's even. Iowa State, long interior receivers, but Texas can defend that. They have very athletic, long linebackers that actually cover pretty good at that. So I actually think Texas is the value here. Iowa State coming off a beatdown of Kansas State, 45-0. And I actually had them to win the Big 12 this year. So I'm back in my mind pulling for them, but this is a bad spot for them. Texas 7-1 straight up, their last eight at home. And I do think that they're in the right spot here. I like Texas at home minus the point or so.
Alabama and Kentucky was last week. That the end of the first quarter was 7-3, and then Alabama kind of just ran away with it. It ended up being 63-3. The Iron Bowl is this weekend. Malzahn's always got some tricks up his sleeve for Alabama. Coach Saban will not be there. He actually has COVID this time, as opposed to the false positive he had before. The number's at 24.5. Do you think Alabama just runs away with this, or because this is a rivalry game, it might be a little bit closer?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I feel like the Saban's got COVID every time I turn around. I mean, that guy's making out with a bunch of sorority chicks. What's going on with that dude? And is this a false negative? It doesn't surprise me if he sneaks onto the field with a wig on or something. So, I actually, you know, it's hard for me to play Auburn, guys. Auburn is, offensively, if the one thing they're consistent at, it's making mistakes. The quarterback underachieves, throws the ball to the other team. That's not a good combination for when you're playing Alabama. It is a lot of points because a lot of the other positions on the field are very evenly matched. But Auburn not scoring a bunch of points. Six of their last seven have gone under. And, you know, Alabama's just been absolutely dialed in right now. I don't think they're going to overlook anybody in the Iron Bowl. And believe me, Nick Saban's not suiting up, and nobody would ever want him to. This team can function without him. We may have talked about this last time. He may have had COVID, may not, or whatever. And he's worth absolutely 0 points to the line as far as the Las Vegas line setters are concerned. So this number will probably move back toward Auburn because of that news, but it's just going to create some value with Alabama. So I'd go ahead and lay the points and play Bama.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate it, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, $99, guys. I only do this once a year. $99 everything through Monday at FatJackSports.com. Get signed up today and win this weekend. Everybody be safe out there. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay warm, and better days are ahead. Yeah, have a good weekend.
Absolutely, and we'll talk to you next Thursday night at 7:15. That's the Fat Jack. Go to his website, FatJackSports.com. You got to sign up right now to get the best plays. Need help betting the games against the spread? The NFL, college football, NBA is right around the corner. Major League Baseball in the spring, and the UFC. Every result tracked and verified daily, weekly, monthly, and season packages are all available. That's right, it's FatJackSports.com.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. You can download it for your iPhone or your Android device. Go to the Google Play Store. Download the ESPN Chicago app. Find Black and Abdallah right there. Download the podcast today. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, play it for your family this Thursday.
Is that what you're suggesting people do for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Have a good old sit around the old radio and have a listen to Black and Abdallah.
Yep.
Like they're listening to Little Orphan Annie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no night game. You might as well.
Before we get to more nonsense, can I point something out that I think we should keep our eyes on hanging into the weekend? Because I think it's a pretty cool story. Have you been following what's up with Vanderbilt football? Have you seen this story? So, this weekend, so we'll have Chicago's College Tailgate on Friday.
Yep.
Vanderbilt right now does not have a kicker for their game this week.
I did see this story, yes.
So this is the story for Vanderbilt football, and I think it's kind of cool. So I just wanted to point it out, and we'll keep our eyes on it throughout the weekend and see if it actually happens. So right now they need a place kicker, and they could turn to a women's soccer player named Sarah Fuller, who attends Vanderbilt, who might be the kicker for the men's football team on Saturday. So this is what Derek Mason said today on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. He confirmed that Sarah Fuller is an option for us. The student newspaper, the Vanderbilt Hustler, first reported that Fuller practiced with the football team on Tuesday with many of the team's specialists in quarantine because of COVID-19 testing. So she practiced with the team throughout the week. During Wednesday's SEC coaches call, Mason said that Fuller's been kicking in practice this week, and they're monitoring her leg strength. Quote, she has a strong leg. Will she see what that yields? Sarah's an option. She seems pretty good as an option, and we'll figure out what that looks like on Saturday. So if Sarah Fuller, plays on Saturday against Missouri, it is believed that she will be the first woman to participate in a Power 5 football game. It's pretty cool. She was the goalkeeper for Vanderbilt last season in soccer. Vandy went 8-4 last season, and it's just something to keep your eyes on. That would be cool if Vandy had it.
That'd be awesome.
A woman kicker
That'd
kicking for
awesome.
The football team.
That'd be awesome. So Louisville Wildcats, home of a.
When we were in high school, our football team had a woman who was the kicker of the football team in high school.
Mm-hmm. She played soccer.
Yeah,
I believe she was the coach's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. I think
I don't know the last name.
Why can't I think of that? Why can't I think of that?
Kuz?
Yes.
Kuzieski or something?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
I think that was the name of the football coach, right?
No, I didn't play football. We clearly did not play football.
I ran around the football field for cross-country practice. I did that.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a cool story. I saw it this morning. I was getting ready for Chicago's College Tailgate on Friday. Mm-hmm. We will have the show from 11 to 1:30. And we'll keep our eyes on this story. Obviously, Vandy plays on Saturday against Missouri, and that will be something people will keep their eyes on. And we'll keep our eyes on as it approaches. As Vanderbilt doesn't have a kicker right now because all of their team specialists are in quarantine because of COVID-19.
Can I give you another situation to monitor?
Yeah.
Ohio State is having more COVID issues with their football team.
Really?
And they might have to cancel their game against Illinois this weekend. And if they do, they are one game left from being ineligible for the Big Ten championship game. And if you don't have enough games to participate in the Big Ten championship game, then you don't have enough games to participate in the college football playoff.
Right.
Simple as that. So keep an eye on that, because remember, the one team that was out there pounding the desk that they wanted to play.
Well, it was them in Nebraska.
It was them in Nebraska.
Nebraska's terrible.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
No one talks about
that. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
Nebraska. But yes, Ohio State. Yes, Ryan Day. Yeah.
It was him that demanded that they find a way to play. So if they can't play against Illinois on Saturday, they've got Thursday, Friday? They've got 2 days. And they have to cancel another game, because we saw what happened with Wisconsin. They had to shut it down for 2 weeks, and Ohio State's already missed a game. So if they have to shut it down for 2 weeks and they miss another game, they will become ineligible. And Northwestern will play, I don't have the rankings off the top of my head, but they will not be able to play Ohio State.
Right.
Ohio State will be ineligible for the college football playoff. They will not have enough games for the Big Ten championship games. And to me, that means they don't have enough games to, and we've seen it from the committee, the way that they're ranking teams. They're ranking Ohio State, lower because they haven't played enough games. They don't think in their mind to be eligible for the college football playoff.
I didn't intend on turning this into a college football segment.
But we did.
But one other item to note, which I think is important to think about as we go forward. Did you see what happened with the best wide receiver at the University of Minnesota today?
Yep.
Rashad Bateman, who originally said he was not going to partake in this season, and then he opted in late to PJ Fleck squad, and then the Golden Gophers got off to a terrible start, and now they're dealing with COVID issues. Rashad Bateman is now leaving the team to focus on the NFL draft. He will not finish out the season with the Golden Gophers. I think that's important as well to keep an eye on, because we see it. Teams that are now falling out of the race to win anything, whether or not star players who have more to play for in the NFL draft start pulling themselves out. I mean, listen.
Well, look, they have two games left.
Yeah, but he can't play two games, so he's now preparing for the NFL draft. I'm just saying, watch for other players at teams that are no longer trying to win anything to see if they start to pull out, because, all this COVID restriction stuff is just not for me. I'm just going to go on my way. I'm not going to be. It's a lot of work to get these players to Saturday so they can play these college football games with very little reward coming back to the players. So I am surprised that this is the first of this we've seen. I think it's also something we should keep our eyes on, because we'll see. Maybe quarterbacks of teams that don't qualify or get close to qualifying for the college football playoff. Or, you look at teams that are I know Penn State. Their best player didn't play all along, right? The linebacker. But I wonder if players at Penn State now look around and say, this sucks. We haven't won a game. I'm like, what are we doing this for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So something to keep our eyes on.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you to Sean Davis for producing tonight's show. Download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. We will be back on Friday morning, 11 to 1:30. We'll have Chicago's College Tailgate walking you into coverage of Notre Dame at North Carolina. You can hear the Fighting Irish every game right here on ESPN 1000. So join us on Friday. How about that? Early show, Friday, 11 to 1:30, right here on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks to everybody that listens to us, that downloads the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever else your podcasts are sold. Thanks to everybody on Twitch for watching us. You know, we haven't been in this slot very long, but we got a lot of support. And so just thank you to everybody who's watched and listened to us.
That was very heartfelt.
Well, I mean, it's Thanksgiving, bro.
Wow, you didn't tell me that. You had a little prepared statement there.
I didn't prepare it. I just said it.
That was nice. That was very nice.
Off the top. You don't have to fake, you know,
I like
being
that.
Heartfelt. You just say it.
I agree with you. Thank you for all the support to the program. Especially the day oneers. All the people that have been out there listening to Black and Abdallah when we were on
I appreciate all of them equally.
On an island.
Everyone.
5 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Well, I appreciate the new people that joined.
For sure,
Vince,
for sure.
Vince called tonight.
So yeah, I appreciate everybody.
He's a new listener.
Yeah.
Shout
equal
out to Vince.
Thanks to everybody, though.
All right. Look at you.
You're trying to give, like, special treatment to
I'm
the
just giving acknowledgement.
I'm just giving equal thanks to everyone.
Are you going to say thanks to Will?
Of course.
All right, say thanks to Will.
Thanks, Will. Thanks,
and
Salim.
Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Salim.
Thanks, Art Slab 78. Glazed
Edgar?
Donuts. Sargi.
What about
Chuck
Edgar? Chuck
B23. Edgar.
Gustavo.
Art Slab. Gustavo.
We got a lot of people. John with no H.
John with no H.
We got a lot of peeps out there. Say thank you to all those people.
What is this, the beginning of a Wu-Tang song? What are you doing? What are you just saying, everybody?
I don't know. So did you see the sign that's in the newsroom, by the way? Because, like, you know, like no one's going to be here tomorrow at Thanksgiving. Very few people will be in the building, right?
Yes, yes.
Friday, very few people will be in the building.
Yes.
Right? Saturday, very few people in the building. Sunday,
correcto.
Very few people, right?
Yeah.
Few bodies here in the building. Did you see the newsroom, the sign in the newsroom?
Yeah, get your stuff out.
Yeah, so there's going to be some demo and new
Demo day!
Yeah, they're going to revamp the newsroom.
Yeah, we're getting some new
So there's a sign that says we got to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
There's drawers in there of crap that's been in there from before you and I even interned in this joint.
There's some really bad ketchup packets in there.
Like, there is some... Yeah, you remember when we had to go over to Catch and Carry every day for the Mac Yurko Harry show? There's some ketchup from there.
Oh.
In
it's like it's brown. It's that really, really dark. It's like the color of that football.
Yeah.
Red.
Oh. So, like, there's a sign. Mike Thomas left a sign in the newsroom. It says, what did it say? Get your stuff out of here because when you come back on Monday, it's all going to be gone.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it said?
Yep.
So we thought, like, you know, I also hear in the audio system in front of me, I have a bunch of different pages for the show, Adam. And then, so, like, we thought, you know, if we're cleaning out drawers in the newsroom, maybe we should clean out some of this crap on all my sound pages.
Yeah. Go through it.
I mean, like, there's a lot of weird stuff on here. A lot of weird stuff. Like, what, like, explain this to me. Why is there the start of a Flock of Seagulls song on this page? Like, when did we ever use this? When did we ever use this?
I don't know, but I like it.
Well, yeah, I like the song too, but, like, it only has 58 seconds of this song. Can you explain to me when or why we ever use this?
Nope. I use way too much things that affect the memory to remember this.
Oh.
I don't remember this. Yeah.
Marijuana?
I don't remember why we had this.
I don't either. But here's what's weird. I'm only going to let this play because it's strange to me at why this cuts out when it cuts out.
Yep. Was, like, it part of a game?
I don't know.
Finish the lyrics?
Oh, maybe.
Finish
you
the
think
lyrics?
So?
But why would it be on our page? But we don't
do this. And why would it be 58 seconds?
I don't
know. Listen, here it comes, right? Right here. Listen to this.
Die. thought it was going to cut off. Oh, that's weird.
Like, what? How strange is that?
I don't know. That's
Should
weird.
We get rid of that? That's on a page.
Okay.
By the way, my buddy Eric Ferguson just texted me. Springsteen, not that good. Overrated.
Why is that on a page?
I agree with Eric.
The Jerry Orbach line of the day. The Jerry Orbach line of the day.
Oh, do you remember the Jerry Orbach line
of the day? The Jerry Orbach line of the day.
Oh, man. Those are the days.
But these are the live reads.
That's just a read? That's just a recording.
The Jerry Orbach line of the day.
Why is this on that? Why is it on there?
The Jerry Orbach line of the day.
Delete it, though. Delete it.
From a town known as Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, this I know what this is. This was
Maryland getting a lot of love today.
Maryland recorded Billy Joel songs for Danny.
Is this the one with her dog?
I just sit. Well, no, the one with her dog is this
her
one.
Her hair falls. Hang on a second. Hold on. I'm sorry. He was supposed to be locked up. Go. Joey, I'm recording something. Get your
no,
dog
don't
in here.
Delete
yeah,
that.
They can't hear me. Get your cord.
You can't delete that one.
Help me. Get the dog. Sorry about that. Is it okay now?
Yep, you're all good.
Yeah, he's a chihuahua who thinks he's a Doberman. Oh, my God.
No,
where did we leave out? Just the way you are, right?
Yep.
Okay. Please shut him up. Oh, I want to put a muzzle on him today.
You got to keep that. Yeah, that's got to keep. That goes in the keep pile. Keep pile.
Right.
Keep pile.
Everyone have a great Thanksgiving.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
False. Hang on a second.